rain about inside. It's something everybody's in the play. And don't you know it's a beautiful day. Hey.
From the chair I sit in, it's hard for me to believe that we're less than 1 year away from moving into this campus. In fact, we're 354 days away, in case you're counting. And yet, it's still also even harder to believe that it's been over 3 years since we made this announcement about the relocation of Baptist Hospital here to I-110 and Brent Lane.
So this is Mark Faulkner. Of course, he's the big top daddy at Baptist Healthcare. And he is Brett Aldridge, who is the senior vice president for Baptist Healthcare and the president of Baptist Hospital, was also there. He was in my leadership at Pensacola class 2016. And yeah, it's hard to believe that we're inside a year now. 354 days to go, but who's counting? you know, and yeah, it's kind of an amazing thing. The number of jobs that have been created, the amount of the investment in Northwest Florida.
We've partnered with UWF's Haas Center, and they estimate that this project alone will produce over 4,000 construction jobs. So to think about that impact on the local economy.
Intentionally local, 50% of the jobs local and or minority, about 800 workers a day on the job. They have been, you know, working hard to do that. And you're talking about an upgrade of about 50%, about 400,000 square feet up to 600,000 square feet. And, you know, all kinds of brand new capabilities and expanded ER and, you know, expanded surgical capacity. Just, you know, more and better and newer of everything. And including, frankly, one of the things you don't maybe think about, but if you look at it from the outside, what do you see? You see the, you know, the brown terracotta color, which is meant to be a throwback to their original color, the first hospital. Okay, that's what that's meant to be. And then the you see a lot of the shiny. What's shiny? Windows. Floor-to-ceiling windows in every room. The whole hospital is windows. No, it's
sounds beautiful.
It's I was asking a question of him during the tour at one point. I was talking to John Porter, who's the VP of construction, and he's been a nurse forever and, you know, like really capable guy. And I was asking him a question, and with all the press folks there, and I asked him a question, you know, something, you know, and, you know, is that what it's always like here in the hotel? I mean, in the hospital, and because it feels like a hotel.
Right.
Like it feels like a luxury hotel, and it's an amazing setup with room in the rooms for the families and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, also they have preserve the heritage oaks there at the entrance, which they said they would. It's fantastic. Anyway, upgrade on number of beds, 264 beds to start in a 10-story facility. Plus, you've got the healthcare facility over on Sycamore. Then you've got the Bear Center for the professionals and their services, the other building there. And it really is cool, including natural light. All kinds of natural light for the employees, which typically hospital employees don't typically get that during the day. Anyway, it is a very, very impressive facility. And I did speak with Brett Aldridge right after we got the tour.
What is your title officially?
Yeah, Senior Vice President of Baptist Healthcare and Administrator of Baptist Hospital.
All right, and you have a special title for this project or
no,
the guy who gets to build the new building?
As Administrator of the hospital, I just get the opportunity to work with, you know, our VP of Construction and all of our partners that we've collaborated with to bring this project online.
And you were telling me that I've lived here for about 8.5 years, and you were telling me that you have been working on this project longer than I've lived here.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. It wasn't this project, right?
Right,
it
was sure.
It was
the idea.
The idea of, you know, we started with on our current campus, what could we do to expand?
Uh-huh.
And then we realized, well, we really couldn't. And then we said, okay, could we replace on this current campus? And so we tried, you know, planning and different strategic opportunities, and we couldn't do that. And so it became exceedingly clear that we were going to have to move. And so if you calculate all that from the very inception, yeah, it'll be close to almost, you know, a little over eight years.
Wow.
That we've been working on it. Yeah.
So. And how many days out are we right now?
354. If
you're, so inside 1 year, you're going to be moving.
That's exactly right.
Just barely inside 1 year.
Yep.
And it's a 1 day move, right?
1 day move. Yep. We'll start early in the morning and we'll be finished by that evening.
Wow.
We'll move every patient. We've modeled out multiple routes and simulated the time it would take. And we phased it out with which patients we would move first and which rooms they would land in here at the new campus. So it's a sophisticated process with a lot of partners that we've brought in with other, you know, a lot of health systems have moved over the years, and so there's a lot of best practices that we've been able to bring on board to plan for this move. We'll do mock moves.
Okay.
And simulations.
I was just gonna say, you're gonna try to break it first to make sure it works right.
Yep.
Under stress.
Yep, we'll do 3 different simulated moves, and then we'll have debriefs and learnings from those moves, and then we'll go live on September 23rd.
Now, I hate to say this, we're a year out, but that is peak hurricane season, September.
It is peak hurricane season, and we have certainly planned for that as well, you know. Unfortunately or fortunately, we're used to planning for hurricanes.
Sure, yeah.
And so we run a lot of drills on an annual basis and prepare for that, and we will certainly incorporate that into this potential move as well.
Now, I know it's not been, it's still not ready, but the AMBUS that the county has been creating, the bus to transport, you know, from mass casualty or whatever, where you need to transport a bunch of people, my understanding was that was going to be a key part of the move, and that's still a year out, but is that still true that that's kind of been intended to be part of the move process?
Yeah, we're looking at a variety of transport options.
Sure.
Certainly an AMBU bus would be appropriate for some patients, but not all patients.
Sure.
And so it'll be kind of a multi-tiered approach with different transport vehicles. We're working closely with our EMS partners and building a robust plan around that as well for the appropriate level of vehicle, for the appropriate level of patient, for the appropriate level of care.
And the trees, as I was telling Mark earlier, the trees have been preserved just like y'all promised from the beginning. The one grove goes back to the Civil War. The other grove goes back to the American Revolution. I mean, it's a wonderful preservation as you integrated that into the design here.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's one of the coolest parts of this project is really, you know, everything we're trying to do is about creating a healing environment.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a town square in this setting with those trees and the history of those trees and to think about the evolution of this acreage over all those years is pretty neat. You know, as a community-led organization and a mission of helping people throughout life's journey, it's kind of cool to think about the history of Pensacola.
Right.
And then thinking about what this campus will do for generations to come.
Everything from the terracotta color on the exterior to the modern, the solar fins or whatever you want to call them to defray the sun's energy. It's just, it's pretty impressive. The, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is the access from the ambulance. Just as a layman, when I look at that coming around the backside, it seems like that would take longer. I mean, I know you guys planned everything on purpose, so what's the thinking behind making the ambulance access to the ER go around?
Yeah, so there's a lot of planning that goes into all the different routes into the campus. And as you heard in the presentation, there's multiple different entry points.
Yep.
That entry point in particular will be the most decompressed. So if you think about the main entry, it might look like a direct shot coming off of the road.
Right.
But there's going to be a lot more traffic that's happening in that area because other patients are going to be coming around. So from a time perspective, that's the fastest route. So a lot of planning and logistics went into designing these routes for the most efficient uses.
So that really is designed with the idea of you're going to, you know, the front looks closer, but in reality, the back is more predictable.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more predictable, and it's also where higher level acuity assets are located in the building is more on that side of the building and not necessarily the front. So you have to think about what resources are available where in the building and which route would get you there the quickest.
Last question, Brent. Are you allowing yourself to be excited yet, or are you still overwhelmed with how far you have to go?
No, man, I'm beyond excited, honestly. You know, this is just such a transformational opportunity, and it's a humbling experience to get to spend time and energy and effort on it. You know, I grew up here in Pensacola, and so the opportunity to be a part of a project like this and a campus like this that'll treat my family members and my friends and my neighbors, it's who we are at Baptist, and it's really exciting. I mean, exciting doesn't even begin to articulate how we feel about it and the opportunity that it is. You know, it's been really cool to go all around the country and take the best things from the best hospitals and then bring them all back here to our community.
No, it's really amazing. Brett, thanks for the time. And Baptist has been the most open, available, and, you know, ready to talk all through the pandemic and certainly about this project. So I appreciate that as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of a part of your DNA. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.